This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
Hello.
Hello.
Sorry, Rabbi Lapiansky, we had a few technical problems
there. Hi.
Hi. Okay, you're on, Eddie?
Yeah, I just got in. Sorry, I had some problems myself.
Okay, no problem. Just remember to, like, when you're not asking questions, just to turn your microphone off. Yeah?
Great, thank you.
Okay, we're in the middle of Yud-K, Vav-K.
Where we stop. So yeah. The question was asked, it seems as if Yud-K, Vav-K, I mentioned that Yud-K, Vav-K relates to what the Maral calls the Midah Musav. And I was asked that one would feel that Yud Kei Vav Kei should rather relate to the Mida of and the answer is no. It relates to Rachamim as opposed to Chesed. When we it says in the Pasuk HaKadosh was Mishatef Mida to Rachamim, and there's a crucial difference between Rachamim and Chesed. It's an important difference to bear in mind. Chesed is a personal mida of myself. A person lives his own life in his own circle, and then he says to himself, Lo tovi yotzarim levado, I'm not happy living a very small, narrow life involving myself. I'd like to get married, I'd like to have children, I'd like to look out the world around me, and do things that broaden my scope of activities and self. That's Midas HaChesed, and it's a wonderful mida. Midas HaRachmim is, I walk by the street, busy minding my own business, and I see somebody in dire straits, or somebody hungry, or whatever it is, and I turned on, and I sort of respond to him. Now, we're tempted to think that chesed is a better meter, quote-unquote, bigger meter, and so on, because I didn't even have to go out into the street and find a person. But the truth is, Klapi the Makabel, it's not like that. If somebody tells me, I'm reaching out to you because you really, you move me. You rouse some sort of feelings in me towards you, and that's why I'm acting that way. So there's a personal element to it. If the person is just, I need to do activities, philanthropic activities, and you've been selected to be the beneficiary of it, well, that's sweet, that's nice. But there's no real personal connection. The encompassing name of Yud Kei Vav Kei is attributed most closely to Chesed in the sense that it is the connection with the world. It is the big connection with the world. That's what it is. Okay. So he says, first he mentions Echad is Chesed, Gomat is Chesed, which is in the Pasuk Avos Chesed. Vefeicho Lasos Mishpat. Saying the following point. So he says the following. Achnosas kala in the voyas hameis. The key word that is used in both cases is covet. Covered Ameis, covered of Pasuk Kala, Shahako Baruch Vodo. Kovod is a type of thing that the word appropriate is much more, pardon the pun, appropriate than the word necessary. It is necessary to have 10 people to say Kaddish or Kedusha. It is appropriate to have 10 people at a wedding. It's not the pshat, it has to be that. there's no mechayev, but the inyan itself, it sort of demands it, not demands it, but it's appropriate for it, as opposed to a chesed gomer, when there's nothing that I can really say is demanded. It's great if I have more money, that's good, if I have more health, that's great, but it's not something that, when it does take place, it is appropriate. Let's take an example. If people give a chasen kal a lot of gifts, then we look at it, well, they got a lot of gifts. Great. When many people attended the wedding, it was a nicer wedding. It enhanced the simcha because the chasen kal, the people, the matnas kal and lahavu love the maid, add to the event because it's shayach to the event. A chasen kal got a lot of gifts. We don't say it was a nicer wedding, a better wedding, whatever it is. They got a lot of gifts, lucky them. But kavod is mitzvah to it. So somewhere between the world chesed and the world, it falls between that world chesed mishpat as that type of activity.
Sorry, why is it? I thought it's not clear to me. Tznius just doesn't seem to fit into the tier. Tznius doesn't seem to fit in the picture between.
He's going to explain how it's Tznius. But we'll get to it, okay? He says like this. The morale as opposed to other sperm, like Tosfos, when Tosfos has the kasha from someplace, he usually quotes only that piece or he gets to the point immediately. The morale, I think, is part of what he wanted to do. Was every time he picks up a chazal, he explains it from A to Z, and his point might be towards the end, which is like kind of over here. But he feels that it's very important to explain the chazal in its entirety. So the Eimar Kosov, Shakar Shprochum, Evakishma, Adam, Shi Dovik, Bele Gimogidis, Rachasa Gomo, Bi Dabik, Bi Mishpata Gomo, Bidab the Midam Mutsav, Bina Mishpat Bina Ches. Ubazay Dabi or Halka Midas and Shina Tibabu. So, like we said before, his Dabkas Akadish Baruch who requires his Dabkas of all his Midas. So, just like on a personal level, somebody that I find to be a very comfortable businessman, so we're very able to do a lot of business together, but I'm very into music and he has nothing to say about music, so we can some kesher, but not a total kesher. A person that is very into music, but he doesn't appreciate the learning that I appreciate, so I can't have that kesher with him. If it's Tzavik Tekach Perchu, you must have something that resembles, something that shines to all of the different Indian and Pakarish Perchu. Now he says, Ukara HaKosuv, Achnosus Kalavayas Meis, Vahatznea Lesson Olchek. He calls which both are an union of covet, he calls them Hatsnea Lechem Akeva. Ki Atsneos who are covered the Atmo. Uki Ilom Akoso, she dubbed with Sneos who are covered. The Hainu Lahachnis Kosso the Kal Lechupa, via Melavis Ameis, is a Sneos the covered. So he says, covered is both Leviath Ameis. And the Achnosas Kala is Kvoid of Chasen Kala, and that's called the Hatsnei Lechet because you're imparting covetous. He explains a little bit further down, or he explains it in some other places, I don't remember him. He explains it in other places, in the same way he speaks about it. He does explain it in the paragraph, sorry. Let's give the picture he gives. The kavod of the people in Chasen Kala and Levayas Hametz, and this is kind of his very unique to his shot, is the fact that they are sort of ensconced in a group. In other words, just like a naked person is not kavod, and because he's not tzanua, when whenever people see something, exposing oneself is not kavod and not sanua. The kavod of display is where I display the other that is reflecting my glory. So, for instance, let's take a very simple example in Millet Alma so we can get a sense of it. A very important person, a VIP of sorts, is going to be recognized by two elements. That he is, one, he is notoriously difficult to get to, and he has many, many people surrounding him, secretaries and subsecretaries, undersecretaries and malabim and so on and so forth. That's the sense of kavod, is that the person is covered with layers of, there are barriers and layers until you get to the person himself. So if a person were to stand with a kala and get married alone, there's something in the moral and has a sense of, it's a lack of tenius. It's not a hidden act, it's beer, it's something about it, the bareness of it is both, it exposes, and it also has in itself, and that subsequently is a lack of tenius. So the mitzvah of being malavda, both hot and kala, the element is, there's something very, very distraught about a mace going to final rest without, you know, by himself, so to speak. I'll share a very personal feeling. My father's a kind of a pastor about 17 years ago. He was in his house. He was out in the house, and he was sick for a certain time. He had hospice care, whatever. It was Nifta, and the fellow from the Chevra Kadisha came to pick up the body. And, you know, we lived in a full apartment building, and, you know, took the body to some sort of, I don't know, kind of wheelbarrow type of thing, and took it off to the truck, take it. And there was something weird. Why is a Nifter himself in the street like cargo? I mean, you know, when you have a Levaya, he is within this group. He's the center of the group, and the entire group is his family. These are the layers of people, of humanity, surrounding him. In halachas of kavod, chas and kala not like go out themselves. Going out yourself is sort of an exposure that is a lack of tzniyus. It's sort of your weakness, your humanity, your frailty is exposed, and the male is the lack of kavod. So the way the morale is understanding the midah of the mitzvah of Achnasas Kala, the way it's a myth, is this inyan. So he says, so it's interesting. He says the pasuk Batsnea Leches doesn't refer to the person's own tzniyus, meaning I should walk around tzenua. That would mean that it's out of line. It's got nothing to do with mishpat. It would be taking up three and an activity. And it's one of the things that the morale really rebels against. If I tell a person how does one become a successful businessman, how does one become a great doctor, I would expect that the advice is linked. Either I will tell you three, four, five different pieces of advice about different aspects of being a doctor, or step by step how to become a good doctor, or something like that. To toss out a few ideas is not the vivre chachma. The pasuk tells me, what does Hashem want from you? Well, you can't, if there would be three random pieces, it would be, that would mean the pasuk is in a sense a meaningless pasuk. You know, the type of advice where you have a bunch of random pieces of advice, it's not meaningful. So Chazal said this pasuk must be, we're trying to find the line that these three points determine. These three points of Avat Chesed, Nafos Mishpat, and Afnei Lechet, they're three points that define a line, a triangle, something. So it sneers in the sense of personal sneers, God and so on. Wouldn't chesed and mishpat are other. It is my relationship to the world around. Yes?
Yes? The people surrounding Chasson Kala are sort of covering them. They are enveloped by the crowd of people. The person going out is not naked, people are surrounding him. So he's explaining here that tznius lies in the covering up something. Just excuse me one moment.
Come in.
The act, I just want to excuse me. Obviously, food is because you're hungry, and everybody understands that. But the Gemara says clothing has to do with covered adam. That's much worse. And the Gemara says it's all about girls getting first from Yerusha or boys, and, you know, who has to go collecting. But the Gemara speaks about the covered and so on. The hiding, the covered that is given to a person with the display. It's always the display of what the person is surrounded with. So the person is surrounded with so when we speak our Kaddish Baruch Hu's kavod, the fact that there's ribui rivvan malachim, it's what we see of the garment. The ribui of the garment is a kavod to kaviyachol because it's derech is nister. Kavod alokim is hasta davar, kavod alokim chakar davar. The inner core of a Kaddish Baruch Hu's Hanhaga is the Hester, and that and the covet of that is the Kisvi Shabbai, whereas the things that are outside are that the covet is just look at it. So, for instance, if the king's palace grounds in London, Queen's grounds, it is the covet that many people and look at the gardens surrounding the palace or some of the outer rooms, it is their cover that the inner rooms are kept strictly private. That it's one and the same. In the Chitzonius Shabbai, there's a cover in the display of how much Chitzonius there is. In the Pnimius Shabbadava, the cover lies daf in the Hester. Any questions?
Just one question. At what point is the relation between covered and is Hasaras Genai always covered?
These are two opposites of the same axis. There's Nokel, the Nichbad, Nikla, the Nikla Chicha. It says that if somebody's getting malted and he has an accident, he immediately is hotter because you're the kind of a nikla. The person,
word Nikola means the person is light, of little value, frail. And when you see a person as frailty, there is the element of lack of kavod, or Nikola, as it says. Whereas the nishvadus, the basis of Avoda, it lies in the in how much the person weighted it, chivas, strength, and so on.
But the middle point, to take away the ganai, you don't necessarily go into cut or
It's covered with a minimum amount of begadim, so you don't have to ganai it nakedness, but you don't have to nishvada to somebody else. An overcoat, like the davi, or the the direction of covered life is the hester of the tzim and the display of the outside. The direction of ganai lies in the display of the tzim. So it's one axis with two poles, two opposite poles.
Okay.
Now, next week, I won't be. I won't. So my question is, if there's another day that works, we could possibly do something, or we just leave it. But next Thursday, I'm not going to be in town. I'll be away. I don't know. I don't believe I'll have Skype access. I certainly can't count on it.
Okay.
You can let me know in the middle of the week, whatever you want. You know, you can email me.
Yes, I'll drop your email.
Drop the email, that's fine.
Okay. Thanks very much, Robin. Good chat.
Thank you. Sorry I was late. I had internet problems. I'm in the yeshiva.
No problem. How was it? Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, I kind of came in the middle, so it was a little hard, but I looked over the piece. I think I caught what he was doing. Yeah, he does a very nice job. He really, it's a very, very important nisuda.
Okay, Yisroel Kwa Heli, huh? So we'll do that day next week, yeah?
MeetCD, this time of night, I could really do it any night of the week.
Okay, no problem.
So let me know when it goes.
Okay. Okay, all the best.
Sure, thank you very much.
Bye.
Hey, Lee. Yeah, I think it's
what's your email address? I took notes, so I can send them to you if you want.
Oh, excellent. That's great. E-pilot.
Do you want to just put it in your Skype?
How do I do that?
Send SMS message down there.
Oh, just send a message?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Great. Yeah, I'll type it in. Sure. How are you doing, Nitan?
Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Zero Lukowski is still there too.
Hold on, we'll 1 second.
Is he? I don't know.
No, he's not on our one, I don't think. Let me just see. Contact.
Okay, great. Eddie, I got it.
Excellent. How have you been, Ethan?
Okay, good.
Great.
Oh, boy, I got it. Oh, I got it.